It's HPR, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. The Wailers are back in town, and the Wailers are keeping Bob Marley's legacy alive for decades now, and they do it in a very creative way. It's a very guitar-driven show because they have Donald Kinsey, who is on the guitar, son of Big Daddy Kinsey. He was in the Kinsey Report. He is a guitar player who is an American, but yet he worked with Bob Marley, and he was there then, and he can provide some great insight. And thank you for taking a moment to talk to us during the Blue Note run this weekend, Thanksgiving weekend with the Wailers. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, man. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you here. And so set the scene for folks. When did you first meet Bob Marley? Paint a picture in terms of the year and how it happened.
Well, I was very young man. I had just finished doing a run playing guitar with Albert King. This had to be in 72. I had done like about 2.5 years with Albert, and I put together a three-piece trio. White Lightning was the name of the group. It was my brother and the bass player, Buster Jones, that was playing bass with Albert when I first got with Albert. And my brother Ralph Kinsey on drums, Michael Jones, where they call him Buster. But we wrote some songs and took the Amtrak train from Gary, Indiana to New York City looking for a record deal, man. And happened to go to Island Records. And when I went in the Island Records, I saw all these posters of this guy, Bob Marley. I had never heard of him before. Never even heard of reggae music before. And as the story goes, man, eventually I ended up playing guitar with him, you know.
So it was Island that put you together with him?
It was Island, yeah. Island Records, Chris Blackwell. And
first time you end up meeting him is when?
I was in New York, actually. And
separate time?
Yeah, separate time. And they had a press conference. I think Bob had played at the Beacon Theater.
This is 73?
Yeah, this had to be around that time, yeah. And during that time, I met Peter as well, Peter Tosh. Right. Man, we just really gelled together, and during that meeting, Peter invited me to come in to the studio with him when he was recording Legalize It, and the timing, it was just right, you know, everything was just right, man, and I ended up doing the Legalize It album and the Legalize It tour, and coming off of the Legalize It tour, I got a call from from Bob Marley's camp. And asked me if I could come down and do some recording with Bob. And like I said, the timing was right. And
that was your very first of anything with him was recording.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, the year on this is...
This is around 75.
And so he wasn't like, he wasn't at a superstar. It was just bubbling. It was because I remember the cover of Rolling Stone was 76. So, I mean, he was just about to explode. So describe that moment when you first met him.
Oh, man, it was great because this was the recording of the Rastaman Vibration. I tell you, we toured, man, like crazy. And you know, the reggae music had never really hit the top 100s of the Billboard charts, man. And I have to give it to Island Records. They really pushed and gave us the support on the tour, you know. It was to the point that every time I would stop, get off the plane at the airport, I would pick up a new Billboard magazine to see if Roots Rock Reggae has done charted, you know. And we landed in Chicago, and I brought a Billboard, and bam, man. We made it into the top 100 Billboard, you know, charts, man. I was just thrilled to death about that, man. You know what I mean? And eventually we did like 3 or 4 nights at the Roxy in L.A., which was the last club performances of Bob Marley. And from that point, man, it was...
Theaters and then arenas, and you were there.
Yeah, I was there when they came and ambushed the Hope Road, you know. Didn't know what was going on with that, man, you know.
You were there at the house when that attack happened?
Yeah, yeah.
When he was injured?
I was there. Him, myself, and Don Taylor happened to be in the kitchen of the house when we heard the first shots. You know, it's a blessing that we all survived you know what I mean? Because it was a terrible scene, man. But like I said, the Almighty was with us and saw us through all of that. Amazingly, we even showed up at the concert and performed. Right. And, you know, and after that, they took a long break. And during that break time, I got a call to come back and do some more work with Peter.
So you were kind of bouncing back and forth.
Yeah, I was bouncing back and forth there for a while.
What's the greatest, when you think about an enduring fun memory with them or special time, maybe a story that's touching even, when you think about being one-on-one with Bob and just something about him, maybe people don't really realize about him or that you like to tell. Maybe it's a story that makes you feel really good when you think back of being with him.
Well, see, I have a lot of gospel and blues roots. My dad being a Delta blues guy and my grandfather a minister of a Pentecostal church. And so, you know, Bob, doing that 3 nights at the Roxy in L.A., he called me up and asked me what was I doing after the show one night. And I told him I was just having some champagne and just enjoying the night, you know. And he asked me to come over to his room and to bring my guitar. And so him and I, we just kind of like reminisced over just some old gospel tunes, and I would sing some old blues, Delta blues stuff, you know, and then he would sing it, you know what I mean? We was just having fun. But to hear him sing the blues, you know what I mean? That was our connection. I mean, because the spirit of the reggae music, man, is the lifestyle of them that they lived in Jamaica. It wasn't too much different than the lifestyle of living in the Delta of Mississippi. And the gospel, the truth. So that made me really connect with the music. And Bob and I, we really, really united together in that spirit, you know. I could tell you many a moments that I've had with him, man, you know. Many times we would go up to Nine Mile in Jamaica. Yeah, he would come and pick me up and take me with him up there. And
that's where he's buried, right?
Yeah. His cousin Sludger was his herb man, you know, his farmer. We would go up there and spend time up in the hills, you know. That place is magical, man. We spent plenty of time up that way.
Ever bring guitars up there?
Oh yeah, all the time. Yeah, man, it's an inspirational place to be.
Just you and him up there in the mountains.
Yeah,
and
yeah, and his cousin, you know, and there would be little kids running around in the road, man, and would stop by and start singing and stuff, you know. So it was just a relaxing time, you know, to get away from the everyday situation and just be able to relax, man,
and appreciate being with him.
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah.
Was Ziggy ever one of those little kids running around?
Oh, they was around the house, you know.
You remember Ziggy as a child?
Oh yeah, 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 man. I remember Ziggy as a kid, man.
Was Bob real proud of him?
Oh, of course, man. Bob, he's a loving guy, man. You know what I mean? You know, I mean, Bob, you truly, man, he loved kids.
You've seen a video of Ziggy up there with him when Ziggy was like 7 or some crazy thing.
Yeah.
It's a really funny looking.
But, you know, you could tell from a very early age that Ziggy had his spirit, you know, was going to be a performer. And it's really amazing how, I mean, all of his kids have that, you know what I mean? His works is still going, man, you know.
It's great to get to hear all these stories with you. And Donald Kinsey has been around the block and been there with Wailers and with Peter Tosh on the Legalize It record, of all things. Favorite song his you get to play live? We'll end the segment with it.
Roadblock was always one of my favorites, you know? Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a deep one. And I hope you had fun getting to reminisce during this weekend that the Wailers are back at the Blue Note through Sunday. And you being on All Things Considered means a lot to me. Thank you for doing this. I really do appreciate it. Maximum respect, brother.
Give thanks, my brother. Give thanks, man.